This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Image.
Ethan's America.
Okay. The most imaged segment on this show, on the Annie Fry Show, is Wiggins America. Why? Because Ryan Wiggins does all the imaging for our station. You're shaking your head.
The dumbest intro ever.
I am not one to exceedingly compliment Ryan Wiggins, but it is funny.
I just think it's interesting that we went from this being a segment that was meant to be better, smarter, younger, and then Ryan having the control that he does ends up just throwing in the word disappointed a bunch. And that's basically what the bet is for my segment when I fill in for him.
When I say something to Ryan like, hey, you need to create a Wiggins America intro for Ethan. You can do whatever he want. He gets excited.
Yeah, he does.
He gets like a giddy kid in a Ryan Wiggins candy store.
I blame this on you, Annie.
Well, I'll take it. I'll take the credit and the blame.
Whatever.
You got anything for us?
Americans are strange.
Yeah.
Compared to the rest of the world. That's at least what the other people would say, you know, that aren't in don't live in America.
Why does everybody want to come here?
There's the question for you. So I found this article that has a bunch of different things that us Americans would view are normal, but people perhaps across the pond, anywhere else in the country, in the world, excuse me,
mm-hmm.
would not think are normal, that they would view as
so things
strange.
That Americans do that are strange to foreigners.
Correct.
Is foreigners a bad word? It seems like it's a bad word. I said foreigners, but not in the sense of the singular band. And I thought to myself, gosh, is that an F word? I don't know.
Cold as ice, Annie. You're cold as ice.
If I had a gun to my head and had to name one foreigner song, I'd be toast.
Really?
But I do know that song. I just don't know the connection.
It feels like the first time.
Oh, I know that one too.
Yeah.
Foreigner's great.
I like the Ethan Hannaford version better.
No, thank you. I like the Pitch Perfect version of it.
Never seen it.
Oh, God, that hurts.
Excuse me?
Okay. Is it time?
It's time.
All right.
It's actually
so
past
let's
time.
Let's go ahead and let's go through this list. The first one, Americans talk to strangers at the supermarket. And what I want to do with these, because you know that's kind of important too, is I want to get your guys' thoughts. Do you think these are weird? Do you guys do these things? That being the first one. Talking to strangers at the supermarket. Are you guys super friendly when you're going shopping, or are you just head down, get your stuff, and then get in, get out?
I'm a head down, get my stuff, get it. No, I'm not get in and get out. I browse, which is why my husband doesn't let me go to Walmart. But if I'm there, I find myself making, I'm not extroverted if I'm at the store, but I'm never going to miss the opportunity to try to be kind if human interaction exists.
Yeah, like if I'm squeezing around someone or if like, you know,
little,
I'm waiting, yeah, oh, sorry, and they're like, you're good, but like, I don't know if I would go as far to say that that's, is that what they're talking about?
Next time Seven says,
strangers?
Oh, I'm sorry, you have to say instead of you're good, be like, you suck.
Get the hell out of my way.
There you go. There you have it.
Did you just touch me? I have to interact with people because I go to the supermarket so rarely that I don't know where anything is. So it ends up being an, excuse me, I'm sorry. Where would I find the...
Now, is this with workers or is this with other shoppers?
Depends on how desperate I am because I don't want to be there a second longer than I have to.
You would ask another customer where the ketchup is?
Sure.
Oh my gosh. I would say,
loser.
You suck. No, I'm kidding. I feel like, I don't know, next to the mustard.
Next one here.
Good luck.
Americans give guests a tour of their home. You guys give tours of your homes when you have people over?
I read this on the internet one time with kids that bedrooms should be a sanctuary that you shouldn't have, that you shouldn't share, your kids shouldn't share their bedrooms with other people. In general.
Why?
I mean, when we were growing up, we would go hang out with friends and stuff, you just go, like, that was what you did. You went in there and you hung out and you talked and, you know, maybe got on the house phone, which could be listened to from the kitchen by your mom or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I've always kind of appreciated that. Like, that's a safe sanctuary space for your kids. So I am very particular about not letting anybody upstairs. But the rest of the house, like, if they want to see it, you've never been to my house because you never come when I invite you. Thanks, Ethan. I have invited you, but it's always for like political stuff, and you're like, I'll pass. I don't blame you.
Listen, 10:30 to 6:30 is my hours for politics. Yeah. Everything else,
and that's
is
more than most
sports.
Yes, I don't but know. Do people expect a tour?
Anytime you need me to dog sit for you, you know I'm always there.
How about now?
Right now. You have me hosting a segment.
Brad's watching Rosie while I go to Hawaii.
What about Winnie?
Winnie is going. You can be my backup in case Winnie doesn't do well at my brother-in-law's house.
I'll take third string. That's fine.
There you go.
Okay. Let's shoot in.
Do you give tours of your house?
My house is of the size that, like, we don't show off our bedroom.
Yeah.
So, like, you can stand in my foyer and,
like,
see my...
you walk in the house and you're like, here's the house.
It's an open floor plan. Yeah. So you walk in the living room, the kitchen, the dining room, and the bathroom is all visible from right when you walk in. So it's like, bathroom's over there, kitchen's over there, refrigerator's over there, you know, drinks
are
here.
That's basically how mine would be. Yeah. Tiny little apartment. All right, this is our living room. That's where we eat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Show's over.
Joe on YouTube says, my pregnant wife just came back from the supermarket. In all caps, do not engage with the pregs. Ooh. At the supermarket. I repeat, do not engage.
Hey, lady, where do you get the Cheetos at? Clearly, you've been pounding them.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Man, you're taking the Ryan Wiggins thing a little too seriously, Ethan.
I know that after hearing that comment, if you were to be listening, that Ryan Wiggins would not be saying.
You can contact the show at anniefryshow.com and tell me your thoughts on Ethan. I'd love to have them.
As one Japanese visitor describes it, the Americans were very kind to invite me into their homes for dinner, but always, as soon as dinner was over, they would ask if I wanted to take a tour of their house as if it was some sort of monument.
I think that's weird.
I really did not want to, but I could not tell them no, so I said, yes, please.
You want to see the house? No. I am.
It's almost like what comes along with, like, we're going to give you dinner, so we're going to show off our home.
I don't have to, like,
oh, this is beautiful.
Anything that is boastful or braggadocious, potentially in nature, I hate those things. And I don't ever want to be a party to that.
Which is why you never show people your upstairs, because it's the nicest part of your home.
It really is.
How would you know?
You're assuming? Guess.
I have fallen down a YouTube rabbit hole because I watch a lot of travel stuff on YouTube. I use YouTube specifically to learn about places that I want to travel, have traveled, or will be traveling to. And I got connected to this one, like, tangent of this travel YouTube rabbit hole. And it's people who come from outside of America and they tour America and they've never been to America. And they're like, blown away by America. Yeah. They're like, there are so many lanes on the roads. There are so many cars. They drive so fast. They go in, they go out. It's unbelievable. But they all, I mean, I understand they're creating content they want people to watch.
Uh-huh.
But they love America. And they talk about how friendly people are in America and how surprised they are. One person said, and these people were New Zealanders who came here. And they're sitting there talking to the camera as you do in a YouTube video. And they're like, we expected to see people with guns everywhere. And I'm like, they were like, they said, we never saw any guns other than with security guards or police officers. There were no guns. And they go, we even went to Texas. And I was like, what is the perception to the point of this article of, like, Americans abroad?
Yeah.
They said that they thought that we were all fat, which is probably fatter than most other countries. Fat and in a hurry and all of that stuff. and that we just sling our guns everywhere we go.
Well, I mean,
they're just concealed.
They didn't go to the right areas of the country, so
they loved it. I can't get enough of people coming here and taking in America and being like they're eating American fast food, and they're just like, one of them was like, there are so many sauce options, and I was like, I never really thought about that. We do have a lot of sauce options. It's America. It's America.
Chick-fil-A, my friend.
Yeah, they okay, love we have the Chick-fil-A.
We have time for one more here.
You can go one more minute if you want.
Mm-hmm. Americans wear shoes in the house.
Yeah.
This one I don't understand. Why do people do this?
Are you a shoe? You're a take your shoes off person?
The only thing that I would leave my shoes on for is if I'm taking them to my closet, which is on like the far side of my apartment.
Yeah.
I'm taking them off there, but I am not actively wearing shoes inside the house. I mean, that's just disgusting.
We have six people who definitely wear shoes in the house. We will kick our shoes off when we come in from the garage door, but it's like, because I don't want to wear shoes anymore. It's not a rule. And I would never make anyone else take their
shoes
off at my house.
Just the thought about what you're like walking on,
it's
like
gross.
Everywhere.
It's gross.
It's disgusting.
We're constantly cleaning our house.
I would rather you not take your shoes off at my house.
Oh,
that's crazy.
I don't like your feet.
That's exactly.
Listen, I don't like feet either.
That's exactly.
I'm probably the least favorite feet person ever to exist. But I'd rather you have your shoes off than have all the germy germs all over my house apartment.
There's the we have a mop squirt, like a spray
squirt
bottle,
mop.
Squirt mop, whatever. And
well,
it's actually a spray bottle and like a big mop, and it's just always in reach, and we're just always mopping, and it's still always dirty. Someone put on Facebook one time that cleaning your house while you have kids in the house is like brushing your teeth while you're eating Oreos.
May not have
and
to mop as much if you know you take your shoes off.
No, that's not true. They're still super messy.
That's fair enough.
Super messy. All right, well, Americans may be weird, but people still want to come here.
Amen to that.
When we come back, we're going to have X's and Y's at 2:25. Be sure to stick with us there. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.